Excited to welcome in now the Brewers president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, joins us now here on State of the Brewers. And Matt, I hate to start with a, you know, maybe not the most fun part of your job, but with what happened last night in the loss to the Pirates. Matt Busch DFA'd this morning. Sucks it ended the way it ended with him. Obviously a guy you've wanted to acquire for a long time, but the move made this morning. What can you give us on that?
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody's still hurting from something like that. And you know, you want to have these guys have as much success as you can possibly hope for. Everyone's pulling for the guys when you acquire them. And look, unfortunately, this one didn't work out. But, you know, we're going to continue to grind through it. Last night hurt all of us. I think I talked to Craig a lot last night. You know, myself, everybody here, you know, we're right there with everybody else. And when we lose games like that, it's really tough. But at the same time, you know, our whole fan base is so supportive. You know, we are doing everything we can to put the best team on the field, and we made some moves today that hopefully represent that.
I want to talk about Clayton Andrews as well here. I mean, what a story for him. He's somebody, two-way player, left-hander now. He's going to be making his big league debut when he gets into a game. For the folks who don't know, Matt, can you tell us a little bit of the story of him coming out of California back in 2018 and how he's now 26 years old, finally in the show for the first time?
Yeah, Clayton is such a cool story. I mean, if you met this guy, you would never guess he's an incredible athlete. You know, he's probably, you know, 5'6". But I'll tell you what, he's an incredible person and an incredible competitor and really good athlete. He was actually a hitter in college too, and a pretty darn good one. And he's got a great left-handed arm as well. And look, he's making his major league debut here with us, and we're certainly proud of him and everything that he's been able to accomplish.
But talking about a positive thing now, Matt, too, we're with Matt Arnold right now here on State of the Brewers. Matt, the offense yesterday getting 7 runs and doing it in a variety of ways, didn't necessarily need the home run ball yesterday. Owen Miller going 3-for-5. The offense found a versatile way to win, or have a chance to win, I should say. But at the end of the day, you can win games without the home run ball, which is certainly a good sign moving forward. There are a few guys that are heating up without the homer, and that, you know, when Rowdy arrives and when Willie arrives with some more home runs, things have got to be looking up for this offense.
Yeah, Dom, I think you're exactly right, Dom. I think that's something that, you know, we always try to keep in mind. Of course, we're looking to put up runs, you know, but we've typically been a pitching and defense type of team, and we saw a lot of defense there in the series with the Mets when we took 3 out of 4 from them. You know, obviously some timely home runs there. Guys like Joey Weimer hit a huge homer there in that series. And, you know, these guys like Willie, Rowdy, these guys have long track records of hitting in the big leagues, and we believe in these guys certainly in the second half.
Matt, obviously you've been with the team since 2015, but we're doing a State of the Brewers show, right? Because we're right in the smack dab middle of the season. We're through 82 games into your new role as the president of baseball operations. How would you self-evaluate about at the halfway point? How has this season maybe been different from other seasons for you in this new role?
Yeah, look, it's not about me, honestly. It's about our team and everything that we're, you know, our staff and our franchise is about. And I think we've been competitive. You know, I think that's something that we strive to be. And we don't want to just be competitive. We want to win a World Series here. And so in order to do that, you have to be competitive and you have to be resilient. And when we have, you know, ups and downs, when we win games like we did in New York, you know, those are great. And also, you know, when we struggle last night, we're going to have to bounce back from that as well. And I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of our group. I'm certainly proud to lead this franchise.
What kind of an update can we get from you, Matt, on some of the guys, specifically the arms like Brandon Woodruff and Aaron Ashby specifically, as they work their way back to health and trying to help the Brewers win some games in the second half?
Yeah, we're definitely hopeful that those guys will be back this season. I think Woody has progressed really well. He's already throwing bullpens. You know, a lot of it's going to be dictated based on how he feels. But right now he's doing really, really well throwing bullpens and you know, just getting touch and feel for spinning the baseball, et cetera. And then once he starts feeling good enough to get built up, he'll go on a rehab assignment. And then for Ash, look, he feels great as well, and that's another exciting one where we were worried, you know, in a lot of ways that he might miss the season, and in fact, it looks like there's a chance he's back here later for us. And again, you know, a lot of things can happen. There's always you know, some kind of setback potentially, but Ashby feels great. I believe he's thrown out to about 180 feet and doing well and feels really good. So he's a guy that could also be factored in here later in the season as well.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations, Matt Arnold, with us here on State of the Brewers. Alex Stroph, Dom Catronio with you. I think a big storyline of the first half of the season, Matt, was some of these young guys and the way they stepped up, especially early in the season, right? You look at guys like Joey Weimer and Owen Miller and Garrett Mitchell, who obviously has the injury now, and Bryce Durang, who's back up with the team. What do you make of some of these young guys and the early impressions they've made on your ball team?
Yeah, I hear you. I think that they've been a lot of fun, you know, and obviously anytime you bring guys up to the big leagues, it's rare that they just hit the ground running, you know, and so we've seen some ebbs and flows with these guys, but certainly the energy that they bring, we've seen guys like Joey Weimer make incredible plays and Bryce Durang doing the same thing with a couple of big hits since he's been back, and you know, all these guys, I think even somebody like Blake Perkins has stepped up and done a really nice job for us. And a lot of these guys are young, and they're learning at the major league level, but they're also contributing. And so that's been great, and I love what they do for our culture.
Looking down in AAA right now, too, Sal Frelick is obviously not on the 40-man roster. You've got him certainly as somebody that people are excited about. You've got Jackson Churio in AA, the wunderkind that everyone can't stop talking about as a 19-year-old in tearing up AA. Tyler Black has been incredible to watch down there in Biloxi as well. And a lot of folks are going to always talk about, bring up Keston Hira and what he's been doing in Nashville as well. What do you make of the state of your farm system right now and the fact that you do have options to choose from if the time comes that you would have offensive bats ready to go in the big leagues?
Yeah, Dom, that's a really good point. I think we, you know, our staff has worked so hard, and a huge credit to our coaches and our scouts that have put in all the work to acquire a lot of the names that you've just mentioned there, and we're excited about this group. You know, these guys are showing us signs of being really good Brewers here for a really long time, and we're certainly excited about them. And all these guys, like you mentioned, Frelick and Churio doing what he's doing at his age in Double A is so impressive. Tyler Black, you know, one of the best at bats you'll ever see, just with what he can do, and also an incredibly good runner. He's stealing a ton of bases down there, which is going largely unnoticed as well. So, you know, a guy with a lot of power that also has a lot of speed. Those are the kind of guys that'll play well in the big leagues here for a long time. So we're certainly excited about this group for sure.
And this is the life of, you know, a president of baseball operations, of a general manager, of you have to be, you know, so excited about the future, but at the same time, we're a month away from the trade deadline, Matt, and I know things get interesting in the next 30 days or so, and the farm, there's other GMs that also feel as excited about your players as they are, and you may feel excited about their players. Take us into the room and the phone calls and the text messages of what's going to happen over the next month of the bartering and the negotiations and the understanding that, hey, if this guy's going to help us win games, then maybe a target for us.
Yeah, we're certainly already on the phone, Dom, quite a bit. You know, we've made a lot of phone calls here, and you know, we want to try to do what we can to help this team. Also, you know, I think, like you mentioned, a lot of the guys might actually come from in-house. I think there's an opportunity here to give these guys an opportunity to help us. And, you know, whether it's some of the names that you just mentioned as hitters or guys coming back, like you mentioned earlier, with Brandon Woodruff and Aaron Ashby. And so, you know, we do feel like we have players coming back, Tyrone Taylor, Justin Wilson rehabbing, and a left-handed arm that's been in the big leagues for a long time on his way back as well, and threw the ball really well the other day. So there are a lot of these options that are internal. But certainly, you know, we're going to canvas the market. We're already, you know, aggressively talking to a lot of other teams, just to see what we can do and make sure that we're in play anytime there's an opportunity, and we want to be factored in for sure.
Matt, when do you sleep this time of year? Are you getting any sleep, my man? Because this is obviously kind of one of the most hectic points of the season.
No, sir. Sleep's overrated. So I don't believe in it. So no, we're grinding right now. We got the draft coming up too, so that's keeping us busy. So just balancing everything, but it's a lot of fun. You know, I don't sleep very much, but I love what I do, and I know our staff does as well.
I just wanted to get one quick one on Christian Yelich in here with you, Matt, because it kind of feels like we forget to talk about Yelly as well as he's played sometimes. Some folks like to focus on the negative sometimes. Christian Yelich has given you a chance to win every time he steps into the box. He's having a great season. He looks healthy. He's playing healthy. He's playing great defense. He's stealing bases. He's hitting for power. Yelich is a guy at the top of your order. I remember last year, Matt, that when Craig Counsell put him at the top of the order, about this time last year, like late June, and everyone's like, why are you putting Yelly leadoff? And he took off from there. And here he is really taking off back to the guy that you knew that you guys were acquiring at the time that you acquired him ahead of the 2018 season. What can you say about Yelich's season?
Yeah, Dom, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think he deserves to be an all-star this year. He's played really, really well, and just an enormous credit to him and everything that he's overcome physically with his knee and his back and just to come round back into form. Obviously being one of the best players in the world there for a while. I mean, just to bounce back the way he has, it's just such a huge credit to him and what he's about. And it's not just what he's doing, on the field. Honestly, he's such a mentor for our young guys. Like we talked about earlier, all the young guys that we have on our team look up to him, and he's just a great role model for all those guys. So for that reason, I really do believe he should be an all-star this year.
He's been awesome to watch. And real quick, since we're at Summerfest here, Matt, over the years, I doubt you have had time to make it over to any shows over here, but do you have a favorite Summerfest memory in your time working for the Brewers?
Man, I got to see Tom Petty's, one of his last shows, actually, a couple years ago, which was really cool. And Chris Stapleton opened for him. And so Chris is one of my favorites as well. So seeing Tom Petty there was amazing before he passed away. So that's probably one of my favorite memories. I love Summerfest, man. I hope you guys get in there and have a blast.
It's been fun so far over here, my friend. We're missing you down here. It's there's no tarp on the field here, but I think it just came off in Pittsburgh.
Nice. Well, looking forward to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Matt Arnold, the Brewers President of Baseball Operations. Brewers Pirates 305 in Pittsburgh this afternoon. Matt, I know you're so busy. We really appreciate you taking the time and chatting some crew with us.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.